Lakshman looked at the ground. He was burning. Burning with the thought of the terrible injustice about to be done to his brother. But he could not possibly defy Ram's desire. Ram put his arm around Lakshman's shoulder and spoke reassuringly. All this should be seen as the will of Providence, which can never be flouted. No blame should be attached to Kaikeyi, for it was Providence alone who moved her to make her request to our father. How could she ever have decided to send me away? She has always treated me exactly as my own mother, Kaushalya. Surely she was prompted by Providence to say that the king those terrible words, giving him such grief. I know her to be gentle and kind. She would never, like a vulgar woman, utter words intended to torment both myself and our father. Ram felt no anger towards Kaikeyi, and he did not want her to be blamed for what was, after all, a divine arrangement. Ram continued, "That which cannot be foreseen or understood must be accepted as the will of Providence alone. What man can ever contend with destiny? Joy and sorrow, gain and loss, birth and death, all of these come one after another by the arrangement of Providence or destiny. No one can avoid them, nor can anyone alter the strong course of destiny. When even the best laid plans go awry without any apparent cause, it is undoubtedly the work of Providence." Ram smiled at Lakshman. He knew that Lakshman had spoken only out of love. Ram asked him not to lament for that which was unavoidable, decreed by some unseen destiny. Lakshman should not censure either their father or Kaikeyi, as they were being moved by superior forces. Ram then asked that the sacred waters gathered for his installation be used instead to anoint him at the inauguration of his vow of asceticism. He looked at his younger brother with affection. "Beloved Lakshman, I will soon depart, for this is surely my destiny." Lakshman stood with his head bent low, pondering his brother's words. His mood swung between distress at Ram's impending exile and delight at his brother's steadfast adherence to virtue. But Lakshman was still not fully convinced. He was not convinced it was right for Ram to leave. Furrowing his brows, he hissed like an angry cobra in a hole. With his frowning face, it appeared like that of a furious lion, and it was difficult to gaze upon him. Violently shaking his head and arms, Lakshman said to Ram, "Your steady devotion to duty is unequaled, my brother, but carefully consider its results in this case. By accepting the words of that wicked couple, you are prepared to do something that is condemned by all people. I am surprised that you do not suspect the motives of our father and Kaikeyi." If there were any truth in this story about the boons granted by the king, then why did Kaikeyi not seek their fulfillment long ago? Lakshman accused the king of conspiring with Kaikeyi Dasharat must have surely lost his common sense under the influence of lust. Along with the covetous Kaikeyi, Dasharat had made a sinful plan, quite opposed to any morality. Lakshman concluded that the king's authority was therefore fit to be rejected. O Raghav, please forgive my intolerance, but I cannot accept your present piety, which impels you to take as fate this evil turn of events. I cannot accept that destiny is supreme. Lakshman was heroic and a powerful warrior. His face turned crimson red as he went on. Why should one acquiesce to a powerful fate as if one is helpless? Only those who are cowardly and weak would trust in destiny alone, Lakshman argued. The valiant always remain firm of mind. They never become disheartened when their purposes are thwarted by fate. Rather, they exert themselves with all power. Lakshman stood before Ram with his bow held high. Today you shall see me rushing the enemy like an uncontrollable king of the elephants. Why, not even all the gods united together could prevent your consecration today. Those who support your exile will find themselves either deprived of life or sent to the forest. I will dash the hopes of our father and Kaikeyi. Anyone opposing me will find no shelter in destiny, as my fierce strength ruthlessly cuts them down. Lakshman drew his sword and cleaved the air. He gave full vent to his rage. The right time for Ram to retire to the forest had certainly not arrived. Ram should rule the globe for thousands of years. Only when his own sons were ready to take his place should he leave for the forest. That was the proper course of virtue. Lakshman seemed about to consume the earth as he spoke. If you fear censure for the seemingly sinful act of rejecting your father's order, you should not worry. I shall personally guard you in every way and forcibly repel all those who object to your accepting the kingdom, just as the coastline holds back the ocean. O Ram, allow yourself to be installed today. I am alone able to prevent any impediments to the ceremony. These arms of mine are not meant simply to add to my attractiveness, nor is this bow a mere ornament, nor are my sword and quivers of arrows hanging on my body badges of honor. All these are meant for crushing the enemy. Today you will see arrows released like incessant showers of rain. You will witness my sword flashing like lightning as it cuts down all those who stand before me. The earth will be thickly covered with the arms, legs, and heads of heroes. Cut down by my sword, enemies will drop like so many meteors falling from the sky. While I stand on the battlefield with uplifted weapons, how can any man alive be proud of his strength? Today I shall demonstrate the king's helplessness and establish your unopposed sovereignty. Tell me, which of your enemies should this day be deprived of life, fame, and relations? instruct me how to proceed so that this earth will be brought under your control. O glorious Lord of our race, I am here to do your bidding alone. Ram wiped away his brother's angry tears. He knew Lakshman was only speaking out of his devotion to him. Lakshman knew that ultimately he had to follow Ram. He knew Ram could not possibly act against religion or morality. Nevertheless, in his pain, he expressed his powerful feelings. Ram perfectly understood Lakshman's mind and comforted him. O gentle brother, you should know I am firmly obedient to my superior's command. This is the path trodden by the righteous. Be firm and control your grief and anger. That will be the most pleasing to me. Kaushalya realized her son was unshakable in his determination to obey his father's order. Tears streamed down her face. Who could believe this was happening? Ram, the dearest son of the emperor, was being exiled to the dangerous jungle. How could that pious-minded and gentle boy live in such a fearful place? Destiny was surely supreme in a world where one like Ram must retire to the forest. Kaushalya trembled with grief. She held her son's head. It is well known how a cow will follow her roaming calf. In the same way, I shall follow you wherever you may go. For separation from you, my dearest son, will surely kill me. Ram addressed his mother with love. Betrayed by Kaikeyi and seeing me leave for the forest, my father will surely not survive. If he is also abandoned by you, O godly queen, it is sure cruelty for a woman to desert her worthy husband. Such a thing should never be contemplated, for it is always condemned. So long the king lives, you should render him service, for this is the eternal moral code. For a married woman, the husband is her deity and lord. Ram knew his mother was fully aware of her religious duty, and she would never abandon it. He spoke only to give her strength and reassurance. The queen listened in silence as Ram, invoking the ancient religious codes, described the fate of a woman who does not serve her worthy husband, even if she is devoted to fast and sacred observances. She becomes tainted by sin and suffers the reactions. On the other hand, a woman who devotedly serves her husband, even without any other religious practices, will reach the highest heaven. Ram folded his palms. Therefore, O Queen, remain devoted to the king and ensure that he does not suffer excessive grief. Leading a holy life, bide the time until I return. When you finally see me, duly installed as king and dedicated to your service, you shall achieve all that you desire. Although dismayed at the prospect of losing her son for 14 years, the pious Kaushalya nevertheless felt delighted to hear his admonition. It was clear she could not change his carefully considered resolution to depart. Blinded by tears, she said, "Go then with my blessings, O heroic son. May good befall you always. My misery will end only when you again return from the forest and offer me words of consolation. If only that time had already arrived. Leave now with a steady mind, dear Ram, following in the footsteps of the righteous. Repay your debt to your father." Still in the grip of sorrow, Kaushalya began to worship the gods in order to invoke divine blessings for his son. Praying to each of the principal deities and asking that they guard Ram from all dangers, she offered oblations of ghee into the sacred fire. As she finished her prayers, Ram bowed before her and held her feet for some time while she wept softly. Embracing him tightly, Kaushalya said, "Please leave in peace, my child, and accomplish your purpose. When at last I see you return, as one would see the full moon appearing above the horizon, then only all my sorrow will be gone. Only when I see you ascend your father's throne, wearing the crown and clad in royal robes, then only will my heart's desire be fulfilled. May all the gods protect you as you sojourn in the dreadful forest. Depart now, O Raghava. I wish you well." Ram took leave of the grieving Kaushalya, who followed after him with her eyes. He went out of her apartments, feeling agony. Lakshman, who had resigned himself to accept Ram's determination to depart, followed close behind.
तू ही जगदाता विश्व विधाता
तू ही जगदाता विश्व विधाता
तू ही सुबह तू ही शाम
हे राम हे राम हे राम हे राम
जग में साचो तेरो नाम